Yeah, so it's kind of a long story, but I'm an ex-college athlete, and once that was kind of over with, I decided I was going to get into sales because that's what my dad and my grandpa were always involved with as far as work goes. And I was in the car business for about 10 years and realized that that wasn't really the lane I wanted to continue for the rest of my life. I decided to go to a local bar called the Monkey Bar right in my town and see if they had any acoustic slots open for me to go ahead and start playing some music. Music's kind of been in my family my whole life. My grandma, she was in the first all-female country music group in country music history. So my sisters were also involved in country music. So it's something that's been in my family for generations now and something I've always had a love for. So I decided I wanted to go ahead and try my hand in it as well.
So how would you kind of describe your sound?
Man, we've really kind of just come into our own here within the last year and a half, 2 years, and we kind of have more of like a rock edge to us as far as our live shows go, and I would say more so like a rock country type of vibe. There's a lot of artists out there that are kind of exploring this lane as well, which makes it a lot of fun.
And you have a new song that we've been spinning here, Everybody Leaves. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I say rock country, and you listen to that song, and you're kind of like, where's the rock country in this? But it's a personal song for me. My best friend since we were born, really. He passed away about 3 years ago from a fentanyl overdose, and it was a really, really tough situation, and kind of shocked all of us. And it took me a while to figure out how to really write a song for him and the way I really wanted to go about writing a song for him. But I think we finally got it right. It is called Everybody Leaves. It is out on all streaming platforms as well, and I think it's probably the most important song that I've ever written so far. So really proud of it. It's been tough. It's kind of hard to really register sometimes that he's not here anymore, you know. And know that just from posting the song and putting it out there into the world, that a lot of people are kind of going through a lot of similar things.
What do you have coming up for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so I have some big news. I just actually signed with a management company down in Nashville. It's Bowda Stern, and I'm working with a guy named Matt McClure, Renee McClure, and Alex Kidd, and they're really starting to get our name out there. We actually just got booked for a gig down in Nashville at a place called the Whiskey Jam, where a lot of up-and-coming artists play before they kind of hit that next tier of their career, you know. So I'm excited to perform there with my guys and kind of see how that goes. We just played the Voices of America Country Music Festival in Westchester, which was a huge event. I mean, they had Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Ernest, and Sam Hunt as their headliners. So I was really proud to be a part of that as well. So some really big things happening for us and getting a lot of exposure, which is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. So,
at the end of my interviews, I just have four rapid-fire questions. So you just have to answer
all
with
right.
the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Sure, bring them on.
All right, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, karaoke song, man. I would say the one that I've done the most is probably a Morgan Wallen song, "Wasted on You."
That's a good one.
Always been a big Morgan Wallen fan, so he's my guy for sure.
Awesome. Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play me in a movie? Oh man, so I get Ben Affleck a lot. Everybody says that there's a lot of similarities looks wise with Ben Affleck. So I would say Ben Affleck for sure.
What is your favorite board game?
Oh man, I've never been a huge board game guy, but when I was younger, I would say Clue was probably my favorite growing up.
That is a very good board game. I also like that one. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, so I'm on all platforms. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. On TikTok and Instagram, it's under Blake Tyler Music, and then Facebook, it's just Blake Tyler. I have a music page and a personal page there, and then as well on YouTube, Blake Tyler Music. So I am on all streaming platforms as well, Apple Music, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can stream music, you can find me.